A New York State panel recommended new drinking water regulations this week that could be among the most strict in the nation. They would regulate PFOS, PFOS, and other carcinogenic chemicals found in Long Island's drinking water. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
The state board agreed to regulate contaminants that are associated with firefighting foam, manufacturing, and household products. Adrian Esposito is the executive director of Citizens Campaign for the Environment. She says this is the first real statewide effort to tackle this problem.
This kind of regulation will allow or require water suppliers to test for the chemicals and then have to treat for the chemicals. So that is very important for clean water and public health protection all across Long Island.
The state estimates it would cost more than $1 billion to treat the compounds across New York and about $60 million every year to operate and maintain the water infrastructure. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.